vision for this part.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Add to the stage, and we're going to start with the Atlanta Hawks.
I like them.
You're going to notice a trend like pretty fast too.
Okay.
This.
It would be kind of cool if the Southern hospitality made its way on to the jersey. Mm. I would like that. I don't know. I'm assuming that font is significant somehow, but I like it though. I like it. I would have, again, I'm assuming the colors have some sort of, like, there's a purpose for them. I like maybe give that blue like a darker shade of the Hawks red. And I think that could look pretty cool unless there's a backstory behind the reason of it being blue.
It is, and I was trying to scroll back up so we could see it. It's something, the blue is the homage to 1968.
Okay.
Relentless Pursuit. And again, I can't scroll up to read the whole thing. Ascension, familiarity. Now, I mean, look, is this like, you know, wow, we're running away with right. amazing? No, but it is a very good... I'm glad we're starting here.
Yeah, this doesn't bother me. I wouldn't like rush out to buy one, but I would expect this to probably be somewhere middle of the pack by yeah. the end of the conversation.
So there we go. We got the Atlanta Hawks. Decent start to the whole gimmick.
Yeah.
All right. So now we got the Buzz Cities here.
It's hard for the Hornets to not make me smile, dude.
Right. I mean, you start off with that color scheme and it's already going to be.
Yeah.
They got a head start.
Buzz City is a great nickname.
Yeah.
I love that. Gold up here a little different, yeah, but I like it though. I like it. It fits well with the blues, and contrasting blues or turquoise or variants of blues are always a nice touch. I like these. I like these. I mean, it doesn't necessarily, okay, side panels resemble or exterior of a Hornet's hive. I don't see the City Connect aspect of this.
Right.
Necessarily, but I do like it aesthetically.
Yeah, again, it's one of these ones where aesthetically speaking, it's a good jersey, but why is, I mean, other than the nickname being
right,
why is this a City Connect?
What about this is Charlotte, North Carolina? Put Ric Flair's face up there and give him a stinger.
I like their arena. We saw Blink-182 there this year. It's a very cool arena.
I would like to go. I was like having a very, very premature like look-see at Hornets Sixers tickets.
Oh.
Like very, very premature just to yeah. get an idea, you know. But so it's definitely on the radar because they're so close. And who doesn't look like when you grow up, when you were our age and you remember the Hornets, I think you always kind of fuck with them.
And yeah, and to that point, like it is very difficult for Charlotte just in general because they're at such a great starting point. Like just yeah. their regular stuff is top tier.
Absolutely.
So it's dude. Like it's they're not gonna beat it.
Yeah.
So they're the best they can do is like supplement it nicely.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's what they've done here.
Yeah, try too hard not to mess it up.
Yeah. All right. So that's Charlotte, the Hornets, and now we are going to the Heat culture.
So this is the I feel like there's always a couple teams you really look forward to in these, right? Like in any sport, even in hockey with the reverse retros, the Heat are very much like a city edition every year. What are they going to do? I love the Heat culture thing. I do. It's very Heat. It's very Pat Riley. I feel kind of bratty that I demand vice colors here, though. You know?
Yeah.
I do like it. I just, the Heat being so small, it hits my eye weird, and there's something about the culture text. While I like it, it's I feel like you could have maybe done that in the font that Miami is typically in.
Mm-hmm.
In the cursive kind of graffiti deal. If you do that, I like it a lot more, but I do like this.
This is why I love doing this show, because this was bottom of the barrel for me. And like hearing another take on it, I would love to see this in vice colors.
Dude, yeah.
Because I think that is one of the, what makes it feel so boring and safe to me is it's not that far off from what they normally wear.
It's Heat colors, right?
Right.
Typical Heat colors.
So like maybe if they do this in a different color, you know, they go bold with the
right.
color, maybe I'm more buying it. I mean, Heat culture doesn't bother me, but like the way to your point, like the font that they've done it in feels kind of boring and
too
big.
This feels like a practice gimmick kind of.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I like it. It's just, I feel like there could have been more done here to make it feel more Miami. They usually go over the top in these to make you like to smack you in the face with Miami.
Right.
And I feel like they didn't here. They just kind of played it safe.
Again, this is one where it's like this in a vacuum, it's not a terrible jersey, but like
right.
as a city connect.
Yeah, exactly. That feels more like a team connect.
Yeah.
Yeah, or a team edition.
Right. So, all right. There's the Miami Heat, and now we got the Orlando Magic.
I kind of like this in a weird way.
Gothic style script.
Yeah. Mountains or maintains the protecting our kingdom. I like it. What's the city
right.
element though? It's as a jersey, it looks fine. I have no issues with it. I just, what about this is Orlando outside of the Orlando Magic?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you hit on it immediately. This one is, I honestly, if this was their regular getups now, I'd be like,
absolutely,
thumbs up. This is cool. I like, as a jersey, this is top notch. This
right.
is top tier. I like it a lot, dude. But as a city connect,
where are we at?
It makes me, you know, I kind of go back to like those orange ones that we were kind of running down a couple years ago. It's like, well, at least that was
citrus.
The city. Yeah,
at least they played to the element, even if it was kind of lazy. There was an effort there.
This is a very cool jersey that just doesn't fit what City Edition is to me.
It's not. It's definitely not. It looks fine, but just call it an alternate.
Yeah.
You know,
I'll take it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So that's Orlando. And then we've got the Washington Wizards. I'm very curious what you think on this one.
So first impressions are I like it. I think it's because it is so odd compared to this feels like a city edition. For better or worse, it feels like a city edition, whereas I think the other ones so far really haven't. I don't know DC that well, so I can't look at it and identify, this is what it is. I mean, okay, there's the print utilized in the 1700s. I get that. I like these. The colors feel very like Fiesta Spurs. Mm. I'd like to see these in practice before I make a final judgment, though.
Because I get that,
I feel like these are ones that like look really cool to me here, but seeing them on the court might be like, oof.
Crazily enough, I feel like we're in pretty much lockstep here. My first impression was like, oh, wow, they did something.
Right, outside the lines. Cool.
And I think I still want to stick to that. The few criticisms I have is it feels like district is too small. The numbers are too small. Like, bring that down a little and
the swoosh, the Blazers gimmick, exactly.
I think we're on to something. Again, I think to be able to fully appreciate it, I do need to see it on somebody.
Yeah, because you want to see what the court looks like too. That's part of this too. It kind of ties in everything all together because you get a different court, the different floor with these as well. But I agree, if you move that slant down a little bit and make the numbers in the district bigger. I like that the piping on the sleeve like changes color.
Yeah,
that it fades from kind of like that bronze to the blue. I like that.
It says Boundary Stones fencing color, so that's, I mean, they took a swing.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, I don't know how this ties to the city itself, but I applaud the swing.
Yeah. At least it has something to do with the district as opposed to, hey, here's just what we wear in different colors.
So as far that does it for the Southeast Division, these five, like, how do you rank them?
I think I go Wiz one. Mm. Man, see, that's the thing. Okay, give me Charlotte too, because it's hard for me to bump a Charlotte gimmick. I think I would then go Heat Culture three. You know what? No. Yeah, Heat Culture three, Orlando, and then Atlanta.
Isn't it wild? Like, Atlanta was a solid start, but it is definitely,
it just kind of fades down. Yeah, and it's not like I love any of the other ones. I credit the Wizards for at least that feels like a city edition to me. The other ones just feel like alternates, which is fine, but it's not what you're supposed to be going for here.
Right. And again, you know, you'll notice like the one thing about all of these teams minus the Wiz is their normal get-ups are really good.
Right. Right.